County board members voted to pay county employees no less than the level the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says is needed to keep a family of four above the poverty level. That's currently $8.70 an hour. It will cost Champaign County $93,000 to raise wages next year for 29 Champaign County nursing home workers now working below the living wage level. County Auditor Jerry Parr says the raises are needed, even though the county will have to search to come up with the money.
I want to make perfectly clear that the nursing home is in weak financial condition, and I know it, and I hope that you do too, and that the news is even bleaker for the future.
Parr says the county recently raised nursing assistants' pay at the nursing home to ensure quality and low turnover, and that doing the same for the facility's laundry, housekeeping, and food service workers is only fair. Belden Fields, a member of Champaign County's Living Wage Association, told the board the raises will match the intrinsic value of the services provided by the workers to nursing home residents.
When my mother, crippled with arthritis, having difficulty eating, having difficulty using utensils, having difficulty opening the milk cartons, it was the dietary aides there who would come out of that kitchen and would give her the kind of help and the kind of kindness that she required.
County board members voted down a proposal from board member Steve Beckett to allow the county to opt out of the living wage in years when the county's financial picture was shaky. Beckett says it was the county board's responsibility to make tough financial decisions without its hands being tied by the federal government's estimate of the poverty level. Opponents of the living wage expand on Beckett's line of argument. Robert Resick at the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois says if the living wage is valid, then it should be required of all employers. But requiring it of government alone limits government's efficiency.
And we should not pile costs on the government that are differential from private industry just because it's government and somehow we can spend the money and the money seems to be available. We always should ask our government to do everything that they do in economically efficient ways.
But living wage supporter Nicholas Cook told the county board last night that workers living below the poverty level cost the government money because they require government assistance such as food stamps.
But with a living wage and of $9 or more an hour, we not only see a benefit by the sales revenues when they go out and buy the groceries in our stores at the county market, the Jerry's IGAs and the Schnucks just down the road from the nursing home. So the county board gets their money back. The money stays in the community, and that's the way it should be.
County board member Ralph Langenheim told the dozens of living wage supporters at last night's meeting that he hoped their enthusiasm would extend to the difficult financial decisions he expects will be needed to fit living wage raises into the Champaign County budget. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.